It's Wednesday and time for Take Two, our series about people reinventing themselves through their work. First, an update on the gentleman we profiled last, former South Dakota Senator Tom Daschle. He told NPR's Ketzel Levine that among a number of job options, he was considering the firm Alston and Byrd. This week, Senator Daschle announced he would indeed be joining that law firm as one of its public policy advisors. Today we meet a man who had considerably fewer choices.
How many people in this room would work for $5.15 an hour? Just raise your hand. Hardly nobody, right? Hardly nobody would work for $5.15 an hour.
Mark Klass is a big, good-looking guy with a convincing presence. Crisp white shirt, bold red tie. He is addressing a small gathering at Goodwill Industries in Brooklyn. Men and women who can't find work.
But the biggest question I got, the second part to that question is, how much money you got coming in now? Because if the inside of your pockets is touching together and ain't nothing separating it but your keys, you have a problem.
Mark Klass is speaking on behalf of the Fortune Society, a New York City-based nonprofit that helps ex-offenders after prison. Like many on its staff, and some in this audience, Mark Klass is an ex-offender, convicted twice of armed robbery.
Whatever you did that got you in the position you're in, that's not who you are. You know, that doesn't define who you are. Know that. Keep that in the back of your head. Because I tell you now, I stand here a man who's been in jail for 10 years. So I came out and I got into the workforce. So the only difference between me and you is that I got here first.
He got into the workforce surprisingly quickly, only 2 months out of prison. While taking a career development workshop at the Fortune Society, he impressed the staff and was soon offered a full-time job. It was an enormous relief. While in prison, he and other inmates kept tabs on the job market outside. Mark Klass was acutely aware that after the World Trade Center bombing, prospects for work worsened.
Most of the job market that traditionally an ex-offender could come home and get into, those things were taken away after September 11th. You know, you really couldn't get jobs in those areas anymore.
What kind of jobs are you thinking of?
Well, working as a baggage handler at the airports. That was over. A lot of the custodial maintenance positions in the Wall Street area and all that stuff, where they pay good money, is over. Not because they don't want me to sweep and mop floors and clean bathrooms. It's because of the sensitive nature of the buildings that these jobs are in.
Late night security jobs, retail and wholesale positions, even jobs in hospitals are being whittled away, he says, as employers feel increasingly vulnerable hiring ex-offenders. You will be discriminated against, he tells those in his audience who've served time, even if you can't prove it. With that same certainty, a moment later, he insists that jobs are out there, but he puts the onus on them.
Every business right now is doing a background check. I don't care what it is. It could be the little local corner store in the bodega. Everybody's doing a background check, and that's a serious thing. So you need to be prepared for that, you. Because if you're not prepared for the background check, your chances of getting employment are going to be real small. It's people out there that will give you a chance. It's just that you need to know how to explain your conviction.
And if you can get that job for $5.15 an hour, he tells them, grab it. Then do whatever it takes to stay employed.
For ex-offender to have a job and losing a job, you don't know when you're going to get another job, especially a good job paying something decent. You'll never know. So I must keep my job.
Mark Klass recently celebrated his 40th birthday and his first year with the Fortune Society. In that time, he's taken on increased responsibility, for which he's paid $23,000 a year. He has yet to decide where his career will take him, undoubtedly school, probably social work. In theory, he has any number of options. In fact, he's staying put. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
More Take Two stories are at npr.org.